Hi, I'm the Reverend Graham Taylor, and I'm a minister in Broughty Ferry in Scotland. My question for you today is, what does a Grand Prix motor race win tell the church? Of course, no doubt that his podium position was the result of talent and teamwork and courage, but there's another quality in that mix, it's persistence. For you see, the car manufacturer Mercedes had all sorts of problems with the racing car, and it was sheer doggedness that seems to have turned the situation around from defeat to victory. Thing is, most congregations today are constantly trying to innovate, yet never seem quite to succeed. Why? Well, maybe it's we don't persist working hard enough at the hurdles to any change. Yet if the idea was right in the first place, then dogged determination will surely make sure that we get through the problems. My own church has tried various forms of informal worship, games before a short act of worship, we've tried messy church, and we're trying cafe church now, and in each case we start with a lot of people, but it soon tapers off to the faithful few. But we have to keep persisting. Persisting because there is no quick and easy fix to the problems faced by Western churches and dwindling congregations. We have to show dogged determination in trying to reattract people's attention to worship and to the gospel. We need absolute persistence if we are to win the race back to people in our communities. Thanks for listening.